discussing the role of tzibur in the midst of Mikra Megillah. Firstly, are you even allowed to read the Megillah without a tzibur? This is a discussion based on a Gemara Maseches Megillah and Daf Hei, which says that that Rav did not require a tzibur for Mikra Megillah, and Rav Asi did require a tzibur for Mikra Megillah. There's a multifaceted machlokas harishonim with regard to this Gemara. First of all, who do we passing like? But even before we get to that point, perhaps, what exactly is the machlokas? Are they arguing on a lichatchilu level? But everyone agrees that bidiyeved, you can read the Megillah without a tzibur. Are they arguing on a bidiyeved level? Are you even allowed to read the read the Megillah without a tzibur? But on a lichatchilu level, everyone agrees that you should have one. When the dust settles, there are three basic opinions in the Rishonim la'alacha. The Behag holds that you can only read the Megillah b'tzibur. If you read the Megillah without a tzibur, you're not even yotzei the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. The Rif holds, even lichatchila, you can read the Megillah b'yachid. You don't need a tzibur for Mikra Megillah. It's a nice thing, but you absolutely do not, even on a lichatchila level, do not need it. And then the Rosh holds lichatchila, one should read the Megillah b'tzibur, and b'diyeved, you yotzei even without a tzibur. That's what's brought here in the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Tov Reish Sadi, that one is required to make an effort to read the Megillah b'tzibur. If that's not possible, then one is yotzei even without a tzibur, even b'yachid. The Mishnah Berurah here points out from the Magen Avraham that it's not just a matter of tzibur versus yachid, that we have in addition the concept of Berov HaMahadras Melech, and that's a general concept, and maybe it finds a unique expression when it comes to the mitzvah of Megillah as well, and therefore he says that it would be preferable not to have a breakaway minyan in one's house once you go to the shul and participate in the larger minyan for Mikra Megillah. The requirement of tzibur for, or the idea of tzibur for Mikra Megillah is different than tzibur and minyan for other halachas. So, Dvarim Shebikdusha, so first of all, you cannot do them at all without a minyan. At a certain level, the chiyuv only pertains to the minyan itself. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, of course, the obligation is on each yachid, and it's a din in Pirsumei Nisa to be able to do so b'tzibur. So this has ramifications in several ways. One interesting hara, the Ramah claims that if there is a Mikra Megillah that has already taken place b'tzibur, then even l'chatchila, a yachid can read the Megillah. Mishnah Berurah writes, not everyone's so sure about that. Another interesting application of this is the question of who would count for a tzibur. The Ramah writes that yesh l'istapek im noshim mitztarfus la'asara, that there's room to question maybe women should count. Why? Because it's not a regular din of minyan of tzibur. This is a question of pirsum ha'nes. So for the purposes of pirsum ha'nes, women are also involved. The Ramah writes yesh l'istapek if that would count. There are achronim who suggest that cited, for example, in Mikrei Kodesh of Sipes Sefrank, that maybe a tzibur comprised of men and women wouldn't count as a tzibur linyan Mikra Megillah. But if you just have 10 women, then that would count as a tzibur linyan Mikra Megillah. The final discussion with regard to the issue of yachid versus rabbim, the bracha of Haraves Rivenu that we make after Mikra Megillah, would that bracha be recited without a minyan? So the Ramah writes that in Siman Tov Reish Sadi Beis that one would not recite the bracha of Haraves Rivenu when reading the Megillah without a tzibur. The Ber Halacha quotes a machlokas about this, but says that Savik brachas lahakel. And in any event, Haraves Rivenu, the Gemara says, is dependent on minog. Who says we have such a minog when it's not b'tzibur, and therefore one would not make the bracha without a tzibur? There were some Sephardi poskim, the Ben Ishchai, the Mordechai Eliyahu follows this psak, that said, no, that you'd make the bracha of Haraves Rivenu even without a tzibur. Although Rav Ovadia says, no, we would stick with the Beir Halacha and the Ramah, or at least be choshish for them, and one would not make this bracha of Haraves Rivenu. What about if we combine issues? So let's say there's 10 women, and they have the women's Mikra Megillah, that for the women who couldn't make it to shul. So would they be able to say Haraves Rivenu? So here, Shlomo Zalman says, no, still they would not say. And Rav Avadia says, no, that some say you'd say Haraves Rivenu without a tzibur. And some say that this counts as a tzibur. So at that point already, one would be able to make Haraves Rivenu in such a circumstance. Have a wonderful day, and anyone who is able to stack a few chairs would be greatly appreciated.